Hello. This is Yuri with Moving Sales Professionals and Let's Talk Moving podcast. And with me today, I have Carl Smead with Commander Moving out of Bay Area, California. He's been on the podcast before, and I'd like to welcome him back. Thank you very much for joining me again, Carl.
Thank you so much, Yuri. Good to be back. I'm watching you all the time, and nice to be here. Thank
Oh,
you.
well, it's great to have you on again. So, what do you feel? Anything interesting happened? With the industry or with the company since we talked last? I think it's been at least, what, 6 months maybe? Maybe
It's been
more.
at least six, yeah, maybe more. I mean, we have a little. I just got back from LA, actually. We have a little thing going on. We might be expanding a little bit, scaling. We're gonna start shipping out of country.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I can talk about it yet, but I should take over this branch over here in Northern California for this bigger company. And they do out of country moves. That's all they do, specialize out of country. So they're
Oh,
shipping all
well,
over.
if you're going anywhere in UK, I got plenty. I can connect you with a few of my clients over there, and they can help you with the unloading stuff and whatever. And they also got connections on the European side of things. So if you're going to like France or Belgium or Germany or any of those
Excellent. Yeah.
places, there I can definitely make that connection for you.
That's great. That's great. That's good to know. Yeah, so that's kind of in the process right now. I just got back. It's still open. We're still negotiating, but I have a warehouse with them right now. We have about 20,000 square feet warehouse here.
Nice.
And so they have some stuff here in the warehouse. They just want me to deal with the deliveries and pickups and loading the containers, unloading the containers, everything
Yeah,
related.
in the international side of things, it's interesting because it's definitely, I feel like it's definitely lucrative because there's not that many companies that do international shipping. Some of my local clients that I've talked to before, I've gotten calls that were looking for an international shipper, and I didn't have anybody to route them to because currently, at least right at this particular moment, I don't have any companies that are in my stable, so to speak, that do international shipping. So it's something that's good to know.
And now for a word from our sponsors. If you're a moving business owner, you may have already heard of Moversville, an email marketing service that helps moving companies increase, repeat, and referral business. But have you heard of Moversville Connect? Moversville Connect is an incredible resource for all things moving. They feature an array of vendors and services that cater specifically to the moving industry. You can find companies that provide moving software, moving sales services, marketing services, moving equipment providers, and much, much more. Visit moversville.com today to learn more.
Yeah, it's good to have somebody good. We'll see. Well, as I said, we're just negotiating, so nothing is written in stone yet. But in general, we are a good company, so I hope we can make them happy and we can work together, find reasonable rates and everything, and we'll see. I
Yeah,
hope it's
there's
gonna
a
help our
lot of with
business.
the company that I have in UK that does international shipping. There's different things that you have to be in mind of, like there's obviously tariffs and taxes and port
Right.
fees and whatever when you go in and you have to deal with the customs and what have you, because there's different fees that are related to customs and stuff like that. And obviously they're going to be different with different countries. And I don't know how tariffs would affect the shipping into United States specifically or out. I don't know how that
Yeah.
would work
It's
today.
a little
Obviously, we're
different,
dealing with that.
Yeah, there's many moving parts, and it's a little different. I mean, that's what we do. We adjust, We have to do something else, we will learn.
At
And
the
we
end
will
of the
adjust.
day, what you want to do as a moving company or any company in business in general, you want to be able to figure out a way to differentiate so you have different streams of revenue that are coming in. Like, I mean, you don't want to go too far to the left or too far to the right, right? You want to do something that's aligned with what you're doing. I don't think you want to go too far. I've always been more about you want to be good or preferably very, very good at one thing versus not so good at a bunch of things.
Right, you gotta be a little flexible, but you should definitely master your craft. You should definitely. I want to be good at moving and storage. That's what we do locally. That's what we do every day. And if you can add anything on top of it, that's a cherry on the top. That's great. It just helps, but you should definitely be good in one thing. Yeah, I agree with you.
So how do you feel about, obviously, like I said, 6, 8 months now? How do you feel? Where's the industry headed for California specifically?
It's been kind of steady, slow pace. I don't really see any difference, to be honest. It slowed down a little bit, but not really. It is kind of steady going. It might be actually getting better. I don't
Well,
know.
that, I mean, that's better. That's what it's been last few years. If that's
Yeah.
if that's how you're feeling, like we were just talking about this before jumping on this call, is that I feel like I had a great September. I feel like October wasn't bad either. November has a good start, so it's actually better than what it's been last probably 2 years. Because September
Yeah.
usually things really slow down, and I don't feel like that has been the case here. Like for some
You know what I?
companies, yes, but for the
Yeah.
companies that have kept their advertising dollars steady, I feel like it's still moving. There's still enough movement happening right now. Like just today, I put something on the books for New York. I feel like because of there's some changes now politically too, I feel like people may be moving more. I don't know if it relates to those changes per se, but it might.
Used to be it never really slowed down for me till like February. Even January was good. Usually, 10 years ago, I never slowed down. It was like steady work. I had 8 trucks out every day,
Does your company need more creative marketing and ad campaigns to improve traffic and organic leads? Well, Moving Sales Professionals has a solution for you. We have partnered with social media marketing agency that has over 300 million views on their ads and videos across social media, and they have generated over $35 million for their clients over the last 10 years alone. Their services include content creation, social media ads, pay-per-click campaigns, website and funnel development, Google Ads, email marketing campaigns, lead generation, and much, much more. For a limited time only, they have discounted rates for their services. Sign up for a free consultation call with us via our Calendly link on our website or below this video.
February, March, usually March was the slowest month for me for some reason because it was raining here, we got the most rain and people didn't want to move when it was raining. People pay taxes, I guess. But usually March was kind of the slowest for me for any reason. But it never really slowed down. Even Christmas, I was working on Christmas. I was sending trucks to LA, San Diego on Christmas, New Year's Eve. I mean, I couldn't, I didn't get a break.
Yeah, I feel
So
like,
now,
the Christmas time or holiday time, you do have people, obviously, schools are out, so people are taking advantage of those times to do moves. Not everybody, but some people, obviously they celebrate holidays a lot more, but for some people it's an opportunity to use that time to make a move.
Right. I
So
agree.
it's a good thing, but I mean, I feel like overall, I feel like we're due for a jump. That's my feeling because I feel like it's definitely been busier, and I feel like it hasn't like it's not as slow as it used to be.
Yeah. I feel like next year is gonna be pumping. Next year is
I
gonna be
hope so.
the bomb. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so too. I hope so too anyways. But I
I
believe
think
in it.
we're
I
all
believe.
hoping. We want to be positive. We want to make sure the good things are happening for everybody. So, because obviously it affects our industry and affects how we do, how often, frankly, we go on vacation during off season or whenever, we want to be able to spend time with our families and have a good time. At the end of the day, we're all doing this. Why? Because we want to have better opportunities for our families. At the end of the day, that's what's the reason you do what you do.
Exactly. Yeah, I just got back from Tahiti, actually. I went for vacation, so I had a little
Tahiti,
time
I've
off.
never been there.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, man. Beautiful. It's a little upgraded Hawaii, the water is blue. The beaches are nice. I mean, it was beautiful. And so I'm a little rested. I actually feel okay.
Yeah,
I
no, I
needed it.
mean, it's gonna be nice. I'm actually for my birthday this next year. I'm going to Aruba, so that's gonna I've never been there before, so that's
Oh,
gonna be
beautiful.
interesting. I've never been
I
there
love
yet.
Caribbean. Man, I love Caribbean. It's like Aruba. Yeah, I think I saw you online. You posting something. You're going somewhere for vacation. No, didn't you?
Yeah, I
I
was.
thought
Where were we? We were on
you
the
were on the beach.
cruise. We were.
Yeah.
We were. We were in Mexico, but we go to Mexico at least once a year every year. It's a good place to go with family. You know, the beaches are nice, especially if you find a resort that's like your go-to. I think at this point we found one, so we've been there a few times at this point. Unfortunately, they won't have the dolphins anymore because there's some new restriction that you need to have like a bigger sanctuary for the dolphins or something like that. But in the years past, they've had dolphins. You could go swimming with the dolphins. I had both my kids go swimming with the dolphins. It's an awesome experience. There's definitely some serenity to it. You know, you get kind of peaceful just to be able to see those creatures close, you know, nearby. It's just beautiful, beautiful.
I mean, I dive anywhere I go, I dive. I'm a certified diver, so I
Oh.
love diving. I love snorkeling. I love. It's so peaceful under the water. It's a different world. It's and even you see these
Yeah,
creatures
I
swimming
don't do
by.
snorkeling, but I certainly love swimming. So it's definitely, you know, being able to swim in the ocean and just enjoy it. You know, we definitely got our kids last time we went to this past time we went to Mexico. We definitely got them in the water a lot more because usually they only want to go to the pool, but we were able to get them into the, you know, into the salt water a little bit more. So that's great. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's a good thing to talk about stuff like that because it's important for all of us to, like. We need to
Family.
sometimes just clear your mind and be able to, like last time I went, I specifically told my workers, guys, unless it's something global, don't bother me because I really needed that week to just clear my head, frankly, not think about the industry, to be able to refocus and with like new strength and the rest, be able to hit it even press that gas pedal harder. You know, and we were able to do that. Thankfully, it's nice to get away sometimes because sometimes we get a little sidetracked and we even forget about why we're doing what we're doing.
You're constantly checking the email, constantly checking what's happening, and even you have a team to take care of it, you're still checking after them. It never stops, kind of. Your mind is always moving,
I think it's a
100
whole
miles an
thing
hour.
about being the owner of a company because it's like people don't realize how much work it actually is until you're doing it yourself because it's a lot of work. You know, it's
Yeah,
like you
it's
got
a
to
lot
be
of work.
ready there because as when you're working for somebody, you're working a 9 to 5 or you're working at whatever schedule. When you own a company, you have no 9 to 5. You have no schedule.
Nobody's got,
Some
yeah.
days
Nobody.
it's 5 to 10. Other days it's 5 to 5. Other days it's 5 to 10. You know,
It
so
is
it's
what it
like
is.
it's yeah, it's and you got to be ready for it because that's the nature of it. If you want to,
You do. You
but
do
the
what it
thing
takes.
is that once if it's your thing, you're never gonna go back though. Like I love being able to being in charge of what I do. It's just it's it doesn't even when you like what you're doing, it does not feel like a job.
That's true. That's a very important thing to, if you know what you're doing, it gives you confidence. If you can explain to people what you actually, if you know what you're talking about, and if you know the job, it gives you more peace of mind. Like you're comfortable, you're confident. And so, yeah, that's a big part of it, to know what you're doing,
Yeah, and
I
frankly,
agree.
you know, for us, obviously, we have men in the industry, we have women in the industry, but I think for all of us, men or women, it's important to for us to feel the connection, and it's important for us to feel that strength of no knowledge and knowing what you're doing and being confident, because that confidence is it means so much to all of us. Frankly, I don't think we talk about that stuff enough. Is that confidence is half? It's half the battle. Whether when you're trying to run your own business or when you're, or for me personally, it's in sales. You know, I book more jobs 100% because of how confident I am in what I'm saying, and that confidence translates over the phone when you're talking to somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the people trust you. If you know what you're talking about, people trust you immediately. It's better or successful when people know what you're talking about, or
Right. And
people
whether
trust
you're
you.
buying a car or whether you're buying a house or whatever, when you're talking to somebody and that person, they exude confidence. It makes you confident in them. It makes you confident in the product that they're telling you about. So
And it
whether you're
definitely helps.
representing your company or you're representing a specific service, it is so important. So when you're hiring those salespeople or you're hiring your movers, teach them well. Get them to a point where they can tell you about the service.
They need to know. Yeah, I agree. You can tell when somebody makes stuff up, when they're bullshitting you. You know, you ask a question and they come up with some answer, and you know it's not true, and it's just you're losing the confidence. You know, you're losing the trust.
Absolutely. It's
So
extremely
it's good
important.
to, you know, with more experience you have, and more confident, more knowledge you have, and that gives you more confidence. And I support that definitely.
Absolutely. But of course, we can talk about this as much as we want. Guys, so the big thing, once again, confidence. Do take time off. We all need it. It is about that. You enjoy that time with your family. Remember why you do what you do every day. But
Yes.
this is something, of course, that's important. This is something, of course, that we're going to be talking about a lot, and we can talk about that nonstop, but I don't want to bore anybody with this. So just keep tuning in, keep liking, keep subscribing. And once again, Carl, thank you very much for joining me. And like I
Thank you,
always
Rick.
say, the world moves on its own, so let the professionals move yours for you. Thank you for joining
Thank you.
us, and we'll talk
Thank
again
you,
soon.
Rick.